And the second speaker to the podium, Conall McDivitt. Please welcome Conall.
Thank you, Joe, and it's been a bit of a job chairing us for the past 6 weeks, and it hasn't been just four, it's been more like eight or nine hustings, and Joe will forever have my respect for the dignity he has done, as will the three men I've debated. It has been a challenge every day to step up to the mark, to up your game, to understand that you're not just debating for the future of this party, but for a particular type of politics. For a politics built on hope, a politics rooted in radical ideas, a politics that was never afraid to challenge. In my case, that journey started not so long ago. But 100 years ago, my great-grandfather walked the streets of this city, advocating a politics that would give working people then the opportunity to have a stake in their own future. It would give birth to a state. And his son followed him in that tradition, as did his grandson. And they never gave up. And when the civil rights movement came, a generation of people emerged, generation of people still in this room, who decided that their voices would be heard, and that they would continue to speak until they had brought down a bad storm in government and given power sharing a chance. It took them a generation to see their dream fulfilled. And in the process, they didn't silence the guns of the British Army. No. They silenced the guns of the British Army, the IRA, the UVF, the UDA, the INLA, and the rest of them. That's the foundation stone on which this party is built. And the question for us in this conference, is whether we want to build on that foundation stone. Whether we want to send a message out this weekend that we are not a one-generation party. That we are a party that is as relevant in 2011 as it was in the early 70s. That we are as proud and as determined to stand up for people and to advocate a better government today as we were when John Hume took the streets of Derry, Seamus Mallon the streets of Armagh, and so on and so forth. And you know, we may have stability in Stormont, but with that stability has come a terrible, stinking stagnation. A stagnation that has put rural schools under threat when they needn't be, that seeks to enforce a British model of the NHS on a part of the world that is not British, but Irish. A stagnation that means that sectarianism is something that you can't even talk about because it scares the people who hold power today to admit to their part in it. Our opportunity, the opportunity of this party, the opportunity of our politics has always been to challenge stagnation and wrongness. And we can do that again. But to do that, we must choose to change. We must find the reforming spirit that is buried deep inside this party, on which this party was built. And we must become champions for a better government, for a more open system, a more accountable government. We must be champions for the people. To give them back power so when they vote, they know what they are voting for and they have the power to influence the outcome of elections. And if we're going to do that in a political sense in this region, we also need to understand that this party needs to reform too. We need to unite. Unite not just in slogan terms, but actually pull together. Our public representatives need to become one. Our central council needs to become the engine on which we will be reborn. We need to allow our members to take the big decisions, like we will this weekend. Our ambition was always for a politics that was bigger than these six counties. We are the architects of the New Ireland. And that project has a future.
1 minute.
But in order to realise that future, we need to seek to take to the highways of this island. We need to restore and rebuild on a very good relationship we've had historically with the Irish government and have the courage and the vision to seek out Fianna Fáilers, Fine Gaelers, Labour people and independents across Ireland and unite with them. Unite with them around a vision for a new Ireland, around what this island could be if the SDLP vision and SDLP politics is at its heart. I want to lead this party because I know the time is now. It's what Martin Luther King called the fierce urgency of now. The fierce urgency of now. It is the time to make a decision, a brave one, and to send a signal out from this conference, a conference that has taken so many brave decisions, so many historic ones, that the torch that was lit in the late 60s is still bright, and that it will be carried by a new generation, not just because it needs to be, but because its message and what it stands for is as relevant today as it was the first day that torch was lit. And we are going to turn this party around, we are going to give this region a sense of purpose, and we are going to build a new politics, a politics which will make sure that when our children sit here as adults, they sit here in power. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin, and apologies, Colin, for the telephones that were going off. Can I appeal to people, please switch off those telephones. If it does go off, please nip it on the bud immediately.